In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. One lonely area where President Trump and the new Democratic majority say they agree is lowering the cost of prescription drugs. Marketplace's Ben Bradford takes a look at how far that agreement is likely to go.
Early in her celebratory speech Tuesday night, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi pledged once again their new majority will
lower the cost of health care by lowering the cost of prescription drugs.
President Trump has signaled openness, including at a bill signing last month.
If there's anything bipartisan, it's lowering drug prices.
It's not a usual polarizing issue. It's something where people want something done.
Harvard health and politics professor Robert Blendon says the challenge is how. House Democrats want to allow Medicare to negotiate prices with drug makers, while Senate Republicans will want free market solutions.
It has to be a compromise where one side got things to make the market work better and the other got some ability under Medicare to negotiate.
One group skeptical of a compromise? Investors. Analyst Art Hogan at B. Riley FBR.
So the market's telling us there's a lower likelihood necessarily of something getting accomplished, although it's very popular to talk about it.
After the election, pharmaceutical stocks went up, a big bet on continued gridlock. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.